Hi, this is Jennifer Thompson, KC9AGR. I'm going to run you through step by step how to do the practice test. That's really good, especially for someone who is blind or visually impaired. It's a really accessible site. You go to www.aa9pw.com, alpha9paulwhiskey.com. Now, I already have it in the open file. When you get to the Internet Explorer, do Control O for open. This is for Windows users. And I typed in www.aa9pw.com. Now I'll press enter and you'll hear what it says.
The 9-5-link, 3 headings. Added box search button, try the link, advanced search, 09pw.com, FCC 5, exam practice, Simon Tweaker, AA9PW, 1996-2004. Welcome to the home of the AA9PW exam practice pages. This site is designed to allow you practice for the following FCC radio and FI aviation licensing exams. Visit the link, EFCC amateur radio practice exams link, EFCC commercial radio practice exams link.
Okay, so you tab down 5 times. Here, I'll let you hear the links.
Added box. Search button. Link advanced search. Visit link EFCC amateur radio practice exams.
That's what you want. You want to visit amateur. Now, I'll press enter on that.
19 links, 1 table, 2 headings. Table 1 starts 5.
Now, I'm going to listen how I tab down.
Link on 9PW. Visit link E amateur home. Link E statistics. Link E resources. Link E email exam. Link E help. Link E Morse code. Link E Java exam. Link E commercial exam practice.
Now, when I get to commercial exam, I'm going to press Control Alt Shift or Control Shift A.
Browse off.
That turns your form modes off.
Technician.
Now unchecked. Now I tab down the technician. I'll do it again.
Link, technician, radio button, unchecked.
Now you hear how it said technician, unchecked. Now you use your arrow key.
General, radio button, checked. Extra, radio button, checked.
I'm going to check extra because that's what I was doing before.
Space, radio button, checked.
Now tab down.
No pictures, checkbox, unchecked, space.
For blind and visually impaired, you want to check that. Tab down again.
Link. No figures.
It says no figures again. Tab one more time.
Take exam.
Take
button.
Exam. Now, we'll show you what happened.
One paper, one heading. Sample extra 2000 test paper practice FCC extra 2000 practice test paper buttons corresponding to your desired answers and to have your paper graded. Press the submit paper button, which is found at the end of the examination page.
Okay, so in order to start the test, you'll hear what it sounds like. Here we go.
Sample extra 2000 test paper. Heading 1. Practice FCC extra 2000 practice. Click the buttons corresponding to your desired answers and to have your paper graded. Press the submit paper button, which is found at the end of the examination page. As in the real examination, do not forget to check your paper. Before you submit it for marking, there is no time limit within which the paper has to be completed, so do not feel compelled to rush through. For a particular question will be shown below this question. Browser, you should consult a copy of these illustrations, which are available from the air. Table 1 star 300 rows 2 columns. Q1.
As the arrow says Q1.
What is the maximum mean power permitted for any spurious emission from the transmitter? For external RF power amplifier transmitting at a mean power of 5 watts or greater on an amateur service HF band? Q1 HF radio button unchecked. A. The lesser of 50 milliwatts or 40 dB below the mean power of the fundamental emission. Radio button unchecked.
And I will just check that one.
Check. A. The lesser of 50 milliwatts or 40 dB below the mean power of the fundamental emission.
You hear how it said A. It said A, and you have to arrow above the A once to check it. Now, after you get past number 50, which is the extra, general or technician, you only have 35 questions. I'll arrow down, you can hear what it says.
When you have completed your paper and checked your answers, press the submit paper button to have your paper graded. Submit button.
Submit. Now I'm going to press enter and we'll see what happens.
Browse off. Submit button. Results for sample extra 2000 test paper. 16 links, 3 unclicks, 1 frame, 11 headings. For those for sample X or 2000 test paper, your answers are marked like this. Yes, A. This is correct. No, A. This is incorrect. Yes, A. You missed the question. This is the correct answer. Link button.
Okay, I'll go through number one and you can see how it's marked.
21A10. What is the maximum mean power permitted for any spurious emission from a transmitter? For external RF power amplifier transmitting at a mean power of 5 watts or greater, on an amateur service HF band, yes. A. The lesser of 50 milliwatts or 40 dB below the mean power of the fundamental emission. B. 60 dB below the mean power of the fundamental emission. C. 10 microwatts. D. The lesser of 25 microwatts or 40 dB below the mean power of the fundamental emission.
And I got that right. Okay, I didn't do too bad. Here's what it says.
Results. You scored 39 correct answers and 11 incorrect answers from a total of 50. You would have passed the exam. Congratulations.
And that's how that works. Good luck on your studies. And I would encourage you to take many practice tests. That's what I did, and that's how I passed the extra, besides studying with the Gordon West tapes. So good luck.